This perek, this chapter, lists all of the different signs of tzaras that a nega might have, and if indeed the nega contains these signs, then it would be declared as tzaras by the kohen. So far, 3 out of 4 of the categories of tzaras that exist on a person's body, on his skin, have been listed. The first is on regular skin, the next category is if it's on injured skin that has begun to heal. The third type is called nesek, which is when the nega appears on a bald patch somewhere on one's hair. And now the Mishnah talks about hakorachas v'hagabachas, somebody who has gone bald either on the back half of his head or on the front half. And like nesek, which is just really a bald patch, korachas and gabachas is when half of the person's hair has actually fallen out. And with regards to the laws of tzaras, this is considered to be a different category with different laws. Mitameis b'shnei shavuos, the nega would make a person tome for up to 2 weeks, as long as it still exists, even without the signs of tzaras developing. The very existence of the nega would make him tome for 2 weeks. That means that the kohen would send him to be by himself for a week at a time, and to return to him for an examination at the end of the week. And even without any of the signs of tzaras developing, he would be sent to be alone for a week at a time twice. And there are 2 signs of tzaras which the nega could have, which would make him tome. That is to say, tome as a definite metzora. B'michya, if there is a patch of healthy skin in the middle of the nega, uvapisyon, or if the nega expands in size. B'michya, with regards to the patch of healthy skin, batachila, b'sof shavua rishon, b'sof shavua sheni l'achar p'tor, if that exists on the nega, either at the beginning, the first time he is examined by the kohen, or when he is examined at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, or even after he's been exempted and told to go home, he no longer needs to be by himself after 2 weeks. But if after the 2 weeks, then the patch of healthy skin develops in the middle of the nega, even then that would define the nega as being tzaras, so he would be obligated to go back to the kohen, and the kohen would declare him a metzora, somebody who has definite tzaras, over pisyon. And with regards to the nega expanding in size, this is a reason for the nega to be considered tzaras, but it's not relevant the first time that the person is examined by the kohen, because the whole concept of pisyon is that it expands in size in relation to how large it was the first time it was examined. But if it expanded in size b'sof shavua rishon, when he was examined at the end of the first week, b'sof shavua sheni, or at the end of the second week, l'achar p'tor, or even if it expanded in size after he was exempted at the end of the 2 weeks, it would be a sign of tzaras, and the kohen would declare him a metzora, a definite metzora who is tomei. The Mishnah concludes, umitames b'shnei shavuos, these negoim would make the person tomei for 2 weeks unless they disappear earlier on. Even without having the actual signs of tzaras, the very appearance of these negoim would make him tomei for 2 weeks, he would need to be alone. Although the truth is, it's not really 2 full weeks, rather, shein shloish asar yoim, it's 13 days, because the last day of the first week, when the person is examined again by the kohen, is also counted as the first day of the following week. And that's why there is a total of 13 days. There are 2 fundamental differences between the tzaras that appears on a person's body and the tzaras that appears on a person's clothes or house. The first difference is that a nega that is on a person's clothes or house is never defined as tzaras based on the first examination. Rather, the nega is examined, and if it fulfills the criteria to be tzaras, then it's left for a week. The kohen returns after a week and examines it again. If the tzaras has expanded, then it will become tomei immediately. But if it remained the same size, then it would be left for another week, and the kohen would return again. And here we come to the second difference between this tzaras and the tzaras which appears on a person's skin, which is that even if the tzaras remains the same size for 2 weeks, the clothes would become tomei, and in the case of a house, one would need to remove the stones and replace them, and if the tzaras returns, even if it returns to be exactly the same size onto the new stones, it would cause the house to be tomei. And this is really the second difference, that even if the nega remains the same for a period of 2 weeks, or in the case of a house, 3 weeks, it would still be a cause of tumah. Begins the Mishnah, habegodim metamim b'shnei shavuos, clothes become tomei for up to 2 weeks, even without knowing that it's definitely tzaras. As long as the nega is there, even for just 2 weeks, the person will become tomei, awaiting an examination with a kohen. And there are 3 signs of tzaras that would define the nega as indeed being tzaras. be a rakrak uva adam dom. If it is a deep green color or a deep red color, those are the two colors that the tzaras could be, and the Mishnah is showing that even the very color of the nega is a reason that it will be tzaras. We're not awaiting necessarily for anything else to grow there or for it to expand. Even if it just remains the same in that same color for 2 weeks, it would become tome over pisyon. Or if the nega spreads, then it would become tome even after 1 week, as we're about to see. Birakrak uva adam dom. If the nega is this deep green color or this deep red color, then it would be a cause of impurity, but chila, even if it's like that the first time that the nega is examined. Now, until now, the Mishnayos, that has meant that it becomes definite tzaras at the beginning, and the person wouldn't even be told to go and come back after a week, but it will be confirmed as definite tzaras. However, in this Mishnah, that is not the case, and the Mishnah, when it says that this is a sign of tzaras on the first examination, that just means that it's a cause for him to be left for a week and to return for another examination after a week. Just that the point of the Mishnah is that even if that same situation remains for a period of 2 weeks without anything changing, so that exact same situation that was there at the first examination is going to be the same situation which is going to make it definite tzaras after 2 weeks. Or if it is this color at the end of the first week when he returns for another examination with the Kohen. Once again, this doesn't mean that he will be defined as definitely Tomei, but he'll be sent back for another week to return for an additional examination over Soshavua Sheni. And at the end of the second week, when he comes back for the next examination, at this point, if that is still the color of the tzaras, then he would be confirmed as a Metzoyra. Then it would be definite tzaras, Lachaptur, or even after he was exempted at the end of the 2 weeks. If the tzaras still remains and it's that color, then he would be defined as a definite Metzoyra with definite tzaras over Pisyoin. And with regards to the nega spreading and expanding in size, if this is what occurs B'Sof Shavua Rishon at the end of the first week, then in this case it would become definite tzaras already at the end of the first week at that first examination. And all the more so B'Sof Shavua Sheni, if it spreads, if it expands in size by the time the examination at the end of 2 weeks arrives, La'achar Patur, or even after the 2 weeks. If, let's say, the final examination, the tzaras disappeared, or it was a different shade, but then afterwards the deep red color or the deep green color returned, that would be a cause for him to have to go back to the Kohen, and the nega would be confirmed as tzaras. So the Mishnah concludes, mitam b'shnei shavuos, this nega would make the clothes tomei for up to 2 weeks, even without being confirmed as tzaras, shein shlosh asar yom, which is really 13 days, because as we have seen, the last day of the first week is counted also as the first day of the next week. Mishnah Ches Habotim, houses mitamim b'shleisha shavuos become tomei for up to 3 weeks as a result of a nega that appears on them. This is the longest amount of time that something can become tomei as a result of a nega, even without being confirmed as definite tzaraas. And towards the end of the Masechta, the Mishnah is going to discuss the details of this type of tzaraas in much further detail. Over here, the Mishnah is just summarizing and comparing it to regular tzaraas, or the shleisha simonim, and there are three signs, three features that would make the nega definite tzaraas. Be rakrak uva adam dom. If it is a deep green color or a deep red color, even without anything else happening to the nega, if it remains like that for 2 weeks, then the stones of the house are replaced. And if the nega returns and it's the same shade, then it would be defined as definite tzaraas. Or if the nega expands in size, then it would become tome already from the first week. Elaborates the Mishnah, birakrak uva adam dom, when the nega is a deep green color or a deep red color, batchila, that can be a reason for the nega to be considered tzaras if it is like that the first time that it is examined. That doesn't mean that it will be immediately confirmed as tzaras, but rather the kohen will come back a week later for a additional examination. Likewise, B'Sof Shavua Rishon, if it remains that shade of green or red at the examination which occurs at the end of the first week, B'Sof Shavua Sheni, or the end of the second week, again, that is a sign of tzaras, and at the end of the second week, if it is still there, then the stones would be removed and replaced. At least the stones in the area of the house where the tzaras exists. And then when the Kohen returns for an examination a week later, B'Sof Shavua Shlishi, at the end of the third week, if the tzaras returns and it is that color, then it would be confirmed as definite tzaras, and the whole house would need to be taken apart. La'achar Patur, And likewise, even if after 3 weeks, if at the final examination it was not that shade of green or red, but later on it became that shade of green or that shade of red, then the Kohen would need to be called again, and he would examine it, and he would declare it to be definite tzaras, in which case the house would need to be taken down. Uva pisyon, and if the tzaras spreads, if the nega expands in size, this is always in relation to the size that it was the first time that it was examined. So it's only possible for this sign to exist b'sof shavua rishon, at the end of the first week, that's the first examination for which this sign of tzaras is relevant, b'sof shavua sheni, or at the end of the second week. And once again, this is not a reason to declare the nega as being definite tzaras yet, but rather the kohen would return, and that's if it was at the first week. And if it expanded in size by the time it came to the examination at the end of the second week, then the stones would be removed around the area of the tzara'as. And if it returns at the third week, then it would be declared as definite tzara'as. B'sof shavua shlishi, if the tzara'as spreads or even remains the same size at the end of the third week, the same size as the tzara'as had been on the previous stones, ul'achar, if it returns a larger size or even the same size after the last examination, even if it was exempted because the necessary conditions did not exist at the end of the 3 weeks, but if the necessary conditions do become existent later on, then it would be confirmed as definite tzara'as. And the Mishnah concludes and summarizes, "Mitamei b'shlosha shavuos, a nega on a house can cause the house to become tomei, at least out of doubt, awaiting an examination from the Kohen for up to 3 weeks, even without being confirmed as definite tzara'as, shein tisha asar yom, which is really equivalent to 19 days, because the last day of each week also counts as the first day of the next week." And the perek, the chapter, ends off, "Ein b'negoyim pachas m'shavua echad," there is no nega that would make one tomei for less than a week, without being confirmed as tzara'as. That's in the case of a nega that appears on injured skin, like on a boil or a burn that has begun to heal. In that case, we learned that the person is only sent back once for an additional examination from the Kohen. And it's never more than 3 weeks. That's with regards to a house, that for up to a period of 3 weeks, the house would be considered tomei, awaiting an additional examination from the Kohen, even before being confirmed as definite tzara'as. Once the nega is confirmed as definite tzara'as, so then the person will be tomei until the tzara'as leaves him, and only then can he go through a 7-day period of purification after the tzara'as has left him, as we will learn later on in the Masechta. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. This perek, this chapter, continues the discussion of the various different signs that a nega might have, which would indicate that it is tzara'as. And the Mishnah is going to bring lots of different comparisons between the stringencies, or perhaps leniencies, that certain features of the nega have that others don't. Yesh b'ser lovon mashein b'pisyoin. There are certain stringencies that exist with regards to the sign and feature of white hairs growing inside of a nega which is on a human body, on a person's skin. This is one of the signs that would cause the nega to be tzara'as. So there are certain stringencies with regards to that sign, mashein b'pisyoin, that do not apply to the sign of the nega expanding in size. Even though both of these would be reasons to consider the nega tzara'as, the sign of the white hairs has certain stringencies, and on the other hand, v'yesh b'pisyon mash'ein b'ser lavon, there are certain stringencies with regards to the sign of the nega expanding in size that do not apply to the two white hairs that grow inside of the nega. She'ser lavon metami b'tchila. Firstly, this feature of the two white hairs growing inside of the nega, if that exists on the nega the first time that it is checked by the Kohen, then it would be confirmed as tzara'as and the person would be tomei immediately. Whereas pisyon, the nega expanding in size, is always in relation to how large it was the first time. Even if it expands in front of the eyes of the Kohen as he's examining it, that's not enough, and that would only make the nega tomei if it occurs in between the first examination and the second examination. Secondly, umetamei b'chol ma'ari loiven, it would be a cause of tumah, it would consider the nega to be tzara'as, regardless of what shade of white it is. It does not need to be one of the four specific shades of white that the actual tzara'as itself is. Rather, any white hairs that are inside of the nega would be a cause of that nega being considered tzara'as. Thirdly, the imbe simantara, white hairs are never a sign and a cause of the person becoming tohar, becoming pure after being in a situation of having tzara'as. On the other hand, with regards to the nega expanding, the law is that if a person was a metzora, and then his tzaras expanded and covered his entire body, interestingly, that is a reason for him to now actually become pure. However, if his entire body becomes filled with white hairs, that would not be a reason for him to be pure. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, yes, but Pisyoin, there are certain stringencies that apply to the expanding of the nega. Firstly, Sha'apisyoin mitamim b'kol shehu, this is a feature that would make the nega tome even by a tiny amount, even if it only expands in size by a minute amount, it would still make the nega tome as tzaras, or mitamim b'kol anegoim. It is also a sign that would make any type of nega tome as tzaras, whether it's on a person's body or on clothes or on a house. And in addition, chutz la nega, even though it is outside of the original nega, by definition, because we're talking about the part that is expanded, it still causes that nega to be considered tzaras. Masha ein kein b'seir lovon, which is not the case with regards to the white hairs. If the white hairs grow not on the nega, but in another part of the person's body, it would not turn the nega into tzaras. As well as that, there is a minimum amount of white hairs. There needs to be at least two of them in order for it to be tzaras. And it doesn't apply to all different kinds of negoim, only regular human skin or skin that has been injured. Only those negoim would become tome as tzaras if they had two white hairs in them.